Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, or what we say in Eswatini, Sani Bonani. Yebo! I have Jill in the back. We're so grateful to be here. Good morning. I am Jesse Osatui, newly married to my husband, Michael Osatui.
Thank you so much.
We're so grateful to be here. I have been a missionary in Africa, in Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, for 15 years. And in this last year, I've been able to meet my wonderful husband, and we will continue on to the work that the Lord has set before us. This morning, I'm so excited to be able to just testify to the goodness of God. The songs this morning were just so perfectly matched, putting us before the throne room of God, because He sits on the throne. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is in control, and He is the one that we trust, even when things aren't going our way, even when we don't understand, even when we are angry or with deep grief, or if we're in a great excitement. And He is big enough for us in our emotions. He is big enough, and my feelings don't change His character, for He is faithful and He is true. And He is someone we can trust, because He has proven Himself faithful over and over and over. And so this morning, we get the great joy and privilege to share with you about your brothers and sisters in Christ in Africa.
Thank you so much. Yes, actually, you know, we need to respect women. I don't want to say woman now. With the women, we need to respect our women, like giving them the podium to speak first. And that's why I honored her. With God and without her, I won't be here to see you guys. I know, to have the opportunity to speak to you guys. I'm really very happy to meet you guys. My name is Michael Osatui, as you said. I'm the best husband of this beautiful woman here. I'm proud to say that, because I work hard to get to her. So the men in the house will understand what I'm talking about. So we won't waste so much time this morning for sharing the word of God to you. But before she speaks, I will quickly say to you guys, thanks to the wonderful team, the worship team, the fact you guys elevated my soul this morning, because all the songs is like, it's kind of like singing from the spirit, you know. And I'm sure everybody will understand what I'm talking about. So you can say to each other, just tell one of yourself, your wife, or your, because I see many people are sitting beside their husband and wife. Just say to each other, Jesus Christ is my living hope. You can tell yourself, Jesus Christ is my living hope. Thank you so much. Jesus Christ is our living hope. Without him, we won't be here today. I just want to just say that to you guys. Without him, without God, I'm not afraid to say it anywhere. Without God, we are nothing. We are just empty, nothing. We are dead without God. But because Jesus Christ is our living hope, is, you know, Christ is our hope of what? Glory. So that is just what I want to say before I hand over to her. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, love. All right. So we thought we'd start with the dessert of the story for the moment. Of how we met and we married. I met Michael in Cape Town In October, I went to a women's retreat for missionary women who work around the world. Happened to be in Cape Town this year. And I had a friend in YWAM who is mutual friends with Michael, and she introduced us. And from there, it was the rest of the story. He came in December to Eswatini, proposed, and started seeing Gudfumisa and seeing all the ministry and things. Michael is a lab pathologist trained and working from Nigeria. Had been working in Cape Town for 6 years, had started a soup kitchen, working with the homeless and working with men coming out of homelessness and drug addiction. Has been doing street evangelism, loving the Lord, but knew this year of 2023 that in the transition of 2024, he'd be in a new country and a new ministry, new community, and that the Lord had big things. So the Lord had prepared both of us for this transition and this time. We perfectly match for the work and ministry of the season in Eswatini. So it's been really exciting. We got married in Colorado on the 2nd of March, just a week ago. And it's been incredible, so thank you. Anything
you want to say? We are so honored to be here this Sunday to celebrate our 1 week anniversary. I'm proud to say that. Our 1 week anniversary right here in the presence of you guys. Thank you so much.
Here is just a little map of Africa, the continent of Africa. Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, is down in southern Africa, covered by 2/3 South Africa, 1/3 Mozambique. You can see the areas up north in the blue circle, that's our northern clinic, and the 30-plus communities we provide mobile health care to over 600 people living with HIV. Our southern clinic is in the south blue circle with our Sihau clinic. We are serving about 4 farming communities and their workers, providing health care, going mobily into about 15 other communities and providing lots and lots of health care needs in addition to economic development and sustainable projects. We have a staff of about 40 Africans. And then with this west circle is where our office is and our sewing project is located. From east to west is about 3-hour drive. It's about the size of New Jersey and about 1 million people. It's a really small population. It's one people group, the Swati people.
Yeah. I will be sharing the word of God with us from the book of Romans 12, verse 10, which says that, be devoted to one another in love. Be devoted to one another in love. And what is love? How can we be committed to one another? How do you want us to, understand that word, love each other? Love each other is not just about, I love you, Jessica, or Jessica, I love you. It's not just about that. That four-letter word is huge. Can you sacrifice for me? Jesus Christ only demonstrated that on the cross of Calvary. That is the truth love. And that is the only love that we need to show each other. And that is how the love we need to show to treat each other that are in pain, that are suffering, that they need help, that in need. How do we want to show, to demonstrate this love? And that's why Romans 12 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. You can see the pictures, the photos. You can see me there carrying a bag of grains of rice. I'm a beautiful wife carrying a load of every weight of beans on her head. This is just demonstrating how we carry our service above ourselves by showing love to people that they need it. in a place where I cannot even imagine a white lady will be there. I'm from Africa. I'm even scared of going to some areas. But this beautiful lady beside me, like, motivated me to go down in the deep place whereby people are suffering, that no one can reach them. No one can evangelize the word of God to them. No one can, like, give them things to encourage them, even though they are hungry. They need people. They need people like us to, like, sit with them, to encourage them. And that's what Bible was telling us, that yes, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. As a Christian, we just, regardless of our status, regardless of your position, regardless of who you are, I don't want to know you are the president of America sitting in front of me. I don't want to know whether you belong to one kind of a shaman of society, but what I'm telling you, honor each other. Honor each other. That is just the truth. Show me love and I will show you love. People are there that they need love. I'm so happy that yes, I belong to the community like this, that they love God. So that is what I want to say.
Yeah. What's so exciting is that this is the mission of the child of God. And this morning we get to show you pictures and share what that means to us in our current season of obedience as children of God. Yeah. But who is in your life who is in need? Who is it in your life that needs honor? Who is it that is lonely? Who is sick of heart? Those are the people that you too, as children of God, are called to reach into their lives, their homes, in your community. We happen to live in a place where this is what the community looks like. But you don't have to wait to come to a community that looks like this to also serve as a child of God. So be encouraged today as we share our testimony that you too, as children of God, are serving and loving those around you and reaching into dark places, which might be at the grocery store or the barista at the coffee shop, the woman in the school line, or maybe it's at the grocery store. So be encouraged to see that as a child of God, we are all called to do a great service.
Mm.
In our season of obedience, we are with Gudvunisa. We bring life of Christ to the marginalized, the impoverished, and the isolated. With the love of Christ through medical outreach, economic development, and financial sustainability. These are our platforms of expression, of that of which we are called as children of God. Our Gudvunisa Health mission is providing access to Christ-centered, quality, compassionate healthcare, representing Christ well, treating each other with dignity and respect, regardless of anything. Our clinic is located perfectly in isolated location with marginalized people group, people who have a really hard time accessing healthcare, people who are living hand to mouth, right? People who, in Eswatini, the poverty rate is 70% of the population, living off of $1 a day. People have about 3 to 5 incomes to be able to provide for their families. They're working hard, and they're doing a good job at it, but it's hard work. And because of that, sometimes you don't have the time or resources to get health care at the big hospitals a couple hours away. So our job is to go into those places that are isolated so that people can access medical care. And through that, we build relationships and we get to be that royal priesthood, right? Testifying Christ brought us from darkness into his marvelous light. This is our platform that we get to be that royal priesthood. And so we don't discriminate anyone. We're well known amongst the sex workers, the witch doctors, the down and out. We get some really good friends. Michael was shocked because I have a couple witch doctor friends. And I was going over, I was like, hey guys, how are you? And Michael's like, what are you doing? I'm like, these are my friends. But we get to share the love of Christ. We're called to be light in darkness, as Isaiah 58 talks about. And so we get to practice that and struggle with that and wrestle with that in all that we do. We have our Mapivini Clinic and Sihau Clinic, the southern and northern clinic, serving many, many people. This is what a mobile pharmacy looks like in a little preschool room in the community. We have a dentist now, a dental clinic that comes 2 weekends a month. Woo! He's busy. He's there till about 6:37 at night, seeing about 30 people, 40 people. We have a doctor, Dr. Richard, our Congolese doctor, in our northern clinic, comes 3 days a week. And then this is our nurse-led initiative. You can see our nurses work as nurse practitioners, doing everything. And so they work hard, and we're so happy to have the support of Dr. Richard now and of a dentist. And then soon we'll be talking about Michael starting a lab in the clinic as well, so that we can provide lab services to people who have a hard time accessing that care. We provide mobile health care in a lot of different ways. We have a clinic facility people can come to, but we also have a mobile outreach where you have the cruiser that climbs every mountain. And we've been able to partner with Mercy Air Helicopter Outreach. Mercy Air is a helicopter outreach from South Africa, started through YWAM, and reaches out into Mozambique and all of Southern Africa. They've just established the helicopter location on the farm that we live at. It was a funny thing where I prayed for years for a helicopter because I was tired of driving. Potholes, you know, goats, chickens, big trucks, small cars. Smart roads. And it was always kind of the running joke that I was like, we need a helicopter, we need a helicopter. And then one day I was at a barbecue talking to this guy from Switzerland who's a helicopter pilot. And I was like, haha, that's funny. I've been joking about a helicopter all these years. And he's like, great, you want to go on Thursday? I was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, we'll take your medical team out Thursday. We'll do a mobile clinic in the helicopter. And that was over 2 years ago. And the Lord, and my greatest grief at that time was like, Lord, I jokingly prayed for a helicopter for like a couple years, and you brought the helicopter. I've been praying for a husband for decades. Decades. And you brought the helicopter first. Very funny. So what's amazing about the helicopter is that we're able to go every 3 months. We are able to hit 1 to 2 communities, see upwards of 200 people. It would take us 20 minutes of flight time, which would to reach 2 communities, 200 people, which would have taken us 6 hours of driving to be able to reach these communities. So it's a really great work that they're doing. This is our program that we're really growing. It's our program with kids with disabilities. Our commitment is to support kids and their families living with disabilities to provide accessibility, health care, and community involvement.
Yeah, I was so surprised when I first came to Swaziland. I thought Swaziland is just like a municipality in South Africa. Actually, I was living in South Africa for like 6 years, so I already doing this project with disabilities, kids, especially people having issues with autism, Down syndrome, and cerebral palsy. So I used to go kind of doing home visits in Cape Town in South Africa. So I go share word of God with them, like buy some kind of food parcels and share for them because their mom can't afford to find any job because they have to sit with them 24 hours. So I was doing that in Cape Town. So unknowingly, I never knew It is part of the project Kulbumisan is doing, which she's managing. And she has been doing a lot there. And she said she has been praying for us band for decades. So I also have been praying for a woman to grow with. You can see, like, prayer point is different. I've been praying for a woman to grow with that can, like, help me to climb a ladder of success, like, to reach people more, like, in Christ. So, luckily, I met her, which I'm very kind of the happiest day in my life, which when I saw her, I couldn't take any means to, like, do the needful. I don't need to waste time to say, we need to fight her for 3 months to sit down and be talking about dating. No, let's just do it right down straight and let's get married. So then this project came in phase in Swaziland, which was my first time visiting these people, and which is part of what that I need to do. So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it's saying, carry each other's burdens in this way. Carry each other's burdens in this way. You will fulfill the law of Christ. And one of the responsibilities of the body of Christ is to ever go through the situation alone. No one is allowed to go to a situation to carry that situation alone. We must carry each other's burdens. We must, like, carry the weight of problems of anyone together. And I pray this week that whoever is having anybody that is weighing him or she down, I pray that God will show a very mercy upon that person in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that, yes, the weight of I and you, we must do what? Allow it to carry it and help each other. I always say this joke that what is in your fridge? What is in your fridge is in my own fridge. What is in my own fridge is in your own fridge. So what belongs to me belongs to you. Yeah.
We love being able to take care of these kids and just be a support. This picture here is of a man whose wife left him, so he's been taking care of his daughter who's 6 years old. Who has just really no muscle tone. And he's working hard. And so we get to be that support. We get to be that love, and we get to help network, but also to help provide community inclusion, because many of these kids are seen as curses and results of witchcraft or sin. And we get to say, you are seen, you are loved, and you are worth, you're worthy. So we continue the work of Christ in all situations. This is our property, where the clinic is, where our guest house is, and where the future petrol station and grocery store that we're working on developing to help bring financial stability to the clinic. This is the Livivane guest house. Jill was a huge part of it the last couple of years. We're so grateful for everything she did. She really laid the foundation of everything we've been able to do. The guest house is making money and being able to provide salaries for our clinic workers. It's a guest house for people who are coming to visit on mission group teams. They can stay there, but it's also open locally to anyone to book from booking.com, Airbnb. And we're just really happy to be able to have it filled so much and really being able to generate the financial stability that will really bring assistance with all of our salaries for our clinic. We also are working on economic development projects We've got crawfish, we've got a sewing project, marula oil. We've got a really big economic space, which is one of our future projects that Michael will be working on with the lab, doing a lab to provide lab services locally, but also developing youth skill programs in this space. Yeah. Also, one of our future projects for many, many years has been a petrol station. This is on the property on the corner. There used to be a gas station here years, 20 years back. And it is one, again, through the rental money of this gas station, this petrol station, we can bring financial stability to our salaries of the clinic. We have tried for 6-7 years. Everything has fallen through. Trying so many different ways. One of the things in meeting Michael, his dream and vision many years before even meeting me was that he wanted to establish a petrol station to bring financial sustainability to the community projects he was wanting to be a part of. Everything else, I was like, yeah, you love the Lord, sure. You want to serve the Lord, yeah, that's great. You want to do clinic, awesome. Petrol station? How do you want to do a petrol station? So what is so exciting, 2 weeks ago, we just got word that there is a Swazi family that is wanting to reinitiate the petrol station and be able to establish it. So, Lord willing, this may be the season that this gets established. One of the encouragements of this season is moving from the desert life to the promised land. This is the place, the fresh word in my heart. One of my greatest prayers and desires has been to have husband and family. And I've turned 40 years old on the mission field, having served there 15 years, very single, and very much wrestling with the Lord. I don't know what it is that you're wrestling with the Lord today. But my great wrestle was that, Lord, you've put this desire in my heart and you've not fulfilled it. And I've asked you and begged you and cried to you to take it away, please. I can't continue on with this desire unless you fulfill it. So take it away, and he would refuse to take it away. So I got even angrier at the Lord. I'm angry. Has anyone been so angry at God about something? Right? What I love about being angry with the Lord is he is big for that. And I got to a place where I said, Lord, I believe you are wrong. I believe you. I feel in my heart you are wrong that I am still single. But I trust you. And I will serve you because you are faithful. And you are good and you are kind. And my feelings and my beliefs doesn't change who he is or his character. It doesn't change his great love and his kindness. But I still believe in you're wrong. And I kind of had to come to that place in my deep grief of expectations unmet. That I had to say, Lord, I don't like this and I don't think it's right. But I trust you because I have experienced you faithful and good and kind. And so I will die single following you. I will serve you with all that I am. And then this tall drink of water came into my life. And I was like, huh, okay. And I had to reawaken hope once again. And so in this, I find myself dipping my toes in the Jordan River. I find myself splashing around in the Jordan, having wandered a desert, proverbially, for the last 40 years, of being led by God by a pillar of fire during the day, during the night, a big pillar of cloud by the day. I walked the desert where God provided food from heaven, and my clothes didn't wear out. And now it's time to walk into things promised and fulfilled.
Mm.
And so many times we can say this is the fairy tale, where this is like we walk into the sunset, right? And everything is beautiful and perfect. But in the promised land, there are giants. And in the promised land, we have to work for our food. And we have to re-sew our clothes. And we have to listen for the Lord in a new way. We're being led by Him no longer by fire and by cloud, but by seeking His face and hearing a direction from Him. We no longer are going around, but now we have battles to fight. We have a Jericho to march around.
Mm.
And we have giants that have feasted on our promise and grown massive because it is the land of milk and honey.
Mm.
There's a reason why there's giants there, because they've been feasting on the goodness that God had established in that place.
Mm.
But now it's time to walk in that victory and overcome those strongholds. And so in this season, as we splash our toes in the Jordan, we will establish our stones of remembrance. The Israelites were encouraged and told to put stones of remembrance both in the middle of the riverbed and on the side of the river. These 12 stones were in remembrance of what God had done.
Mm.
And they were instructed every year to go back to that place of remembrance and remember when the Jordan dried up and they walked on dry land. To remember the time of the 40 years in the desert, of the Red Sea and all the things God had done.
Mm.
So that when they walk through the promised land, that they will continue to remember His faithfulness. That they will know that they can hear the voice of God, even if it's in a new way. So I don't know what it is that may be your Jordan River. I don't know what it is in the things that you feel like you're in the desert of. Maybe it's in some deep grief in your heart. Maybe it's in something, in a situation you don't have any understanding about, that you feel hurt. And unseen by, God sees you, and He cares for you so deeply. I don't know what season of life, if you feel like you're in the desert or if you're walking into your promise, conquering some giant. But what I'd like to say is God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. For He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty One. He is God, and besides Him, there is no other. And this is of the season and of the testimony of our life in this day, is that He is the one that goes before us, and He's the one who's behind us. He was and is to come, as we sang this morning. And we get to, in obedience, be able to walk this in our little country in Africa. And it is for you, as us, as children of God, to walk it together wherever God has planted you. So in this day, if you've got your toes dipped in the Jordan, or if you're still being led by that pillar of fire, or if you're trying to vanquish some giants, God is with you. And He will never leave you. For He is faithful. And He is trustworthy. That is the testimony of Christ. So we just thank You so much for this morning. We thank You for the opportunity to testify that Christ brought us from darkness into His marvelous light, and that the testimony of Your brothers and sisters in Eswatini. So we just pray for You today. Let us close our eyes. Lord, we just thank You for this day, for this morning. We thank You that You are faithful and You are true, that You are God, and besides You there is no other. For You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And no matter what it is that we are walking through, no matter what grief or pain or sorrow that's in our hearts, we know that You are good and You are kind and You are the God who is above all things. So, Lord, we walk and trust with You. We ask, Lord, that You give us the open eyes to see where You are in the today. And who it is that you've called us to reach out to be light in darkness and to love one another. Give us clarity, give us direction, give us your peace that surpasses understanding, guarding hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Teach us to love well, right where we're at. May we continue to walk in obedience to your guidance, to your voice. We love you, Lord. You're good. We just thank you for this day. Amen.
So there are ways to encourage and support them. One is just to come in and have some goodies and meet them, say hello, enjoy a little bit of fellowship, see the displays that are set up next door. Do you guys want to head on in there?